The Welcome Back to Leeds podcast, brought to you by Leeds Bid.
This is Larry Budd, and we're live on Brigget at the moment, which thankfully is looking a whole lot busier than it did just a few weeks ago. I'm with Martin Dixon from Leeds Bid, here to talk about Welcome Back to Leeds. Martin, welcome back to Leeds. I know this is your first day back in the city centre.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, and welcome back indeed. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day on Brigget. And what's most encouraging is, yeah, you know, there are some people around. It really is. And of course, it's going to be a slow process. Yeah, I've not been, as we walk past, indeed, the office that I checked out of on March the 20th. I genuinely haven't walked this street for 15 weeks. So it's quite interesting and really good to see. Yeah, and I think in amongst all that, we felt as the Bid, our role was to support retail in this first wave of reopening and hopefully other sectors in the coming weeks as hospitality comes back to us. And that's how we've developed Welcome Back to Leeds, to effectively say it's okay to come back to the shops, folks. You know, that's the feel we want to capture.
Yeah, that's the key thing, is it? It's not about saying, please come back in your hundreds and thousands sort of thing. It's if you want to come back in, if this is something that is part of your life to do a bit of shopping, or you work in the city centre and you're wondering how safe it is, this is about telling people what the city has done to prepare for that return.
Absolutely, and be as informing about that as we can, because all of us, you and I and everybody listening to this and in their world of work and family, we've all had to go through an awful lot of change and getting used to an awful lot of difference about how we move around the world, whether queuing outside the supermarket or indeed working from home. What we want to do is be very, very informative for people about what Brigget and the centre of Leeds, the shopping areas, now look like, because they do look different. However, they don't look that different than in some part what we've all got used to. If it was only queuing at the supermarket, effectively what you've now got is an entire street that's running a similar system. Really efficient, really simple. You know, we've already walked past lots of floor markers outside Body Shop we're just passing and Zara, and they're all really geared up to help you hopefully have a different experience that isn't a bad experience under the circumstances. So you're queuing into shops. When you get in the shops, you'll know that there's not going to be as many people in the shop. I personally have found the shopping experience better at supermarkets. I really have, because you might have to queue for 5 minutes to get in, but when you get in, it's a lot more civilised. And all of the shops have a limit. Somewhere further down Brigget we're going to come to shortly, like M&S, for example, give you that almost two-tier story. So they've been open throughout lockdown with their food hall. And talking to the manager there the other day, he was saying how, well, I don't expect it's going to be as difficult for me because we've been open throughout. All I'm doing now is applying those social distancing rules to the rest of the store. But as you said, it's encouraging people back through informed understanding of how different it is, and hopefully getting rid of people's misperceptions that it's a bit scary or it's not safe. We're walking past something now that's telling you, just keep your distance, remember the social distance, and it is safe. It is okay to come back again.
Yeah, and we're walking past the ice cream van at the moment with the labels on the floor to keep apart. And part of this is recognising if you are coming back into Leeds city centre, there's a breadth, isn't there, in terms of one's anxieties about coming back to what we might call normality, although we might be in a new normal now, I suppose. But there are some that feel coming back into the city centre is too soon for them. They're very concerned about it. Yeah. There are some that just want to crack on and somehow the retailers and businesses in the middle of Leeds need to recognise that breadth of people's experience and anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they have. As you can see, not everybody is reopened yet. Some retailers are deciding to take slightly longer in getting their shops restocked, but also to think about the measures they can put in place to make them absolutely, you know, brilliant, really, so that when you come, you're not frightened. When you come and you can spend time in store and not worry. But at the same time, they've got to get going again. So the people who are less fearful and do want to come out again can come out again. As you say, it's dealing with that breadth of feeling. And already you can see, probably on Brigget here, what would not be described by any stretch of imagination as a dead street now. There's people wandering about, isn't there? They're doing. And Monday, of course, in the city centre, Larry, I should say to people, is a quiet day normally. It's not the busiest day of the week.
Yeah, and we're recording this on a Monday ahead of a week of fine weather by the looks of things. And we were just talking briefly before we started recording about what high streets have become, and if we can call Briggate a high street, obviously it's a major one.
Yeah.
But it's not about just coming in and going to the shop, it's about coming in and experiencing a city.
And
a large part of that has yet to reopen, so the coffee shops and that kind of thing, which will hopefully be soon, but that's something that people need to bear in mind as well as they come in.
Absolutely. And I think we can only see that help, Larry. You're dead right. We just started off outside Starbucks up the top end of Briggate there. And, you know, normally there'd be, you know, people sat outside, people inside. We might have met there. And they're not going to open for a couple more weeks yet, cafes and restaurants and hospitality, which will bring that second wave, I think, back to the city centre. Odd as it sounds, because it's really important that these shops are back open and getting the economy going again and giving people somewhere to go for essential supplies, of course. And by that I mean clothes. Clothes are essential to some people. Clearly looking at you and me, not evidently the case. But no, you know, people want to go and shop. But at the same time, there's only the shops open, is the point I'm trying to make. Weird, without sounding weird, there are only shops open. And I think what we're beginning to see, therefore, which I didn't realise until it's now in front of me, when you take away the cafes and any of the break places and any of that hospitality from its mix amongst the shops, you really do notice actually how those two things are hugely reliant on one another. And of course, we've never experienced it before as starkly as this. So we can see people coming in and out of the shops. It's really encouraging for the shops. It's definitely not deserted. So hopefully in a couple of weeks when the cafes reopen, it will only improve further. I think it's just reassuring people that we are open again and it's okay to come and shop and you will be safe. And that's kind of, for me, what Welcome Back to Leeds is really trying to promote, particularly through the portal. Have a look. It will tell you who's open when, but it will also tell you equally about how you're going to be supported in that experience.
Of course, this has been a huge effort from the retailers themselves in Leeds City Centre to make sure that they're ready. One of the people I've been speaking to is David Madison of Trinity Leeds. David, a week that's been a long time coming this week, but one that you must welcome.
Yeah, we're delighted to be back open, and it's great to see the shoppers smiling and the sun shining.
And what will people find then when they come here to Trinity to help them shop safely?
Well, first of all, you'll notice we've got one-way systems all around the centre with 2-metre arrows, so it's very clear where you need to be apart from each other to keep the social distancing in place. We've got hand sanitizers all through the centre. We've got extra cleaners cleaning toilets and so on. And the brands also have all hand sanitizers and all of the social distancing in place, so they can feel really assured of their safety.
Yeah, and talk to me a bit about the emotion of the past few weeks and how you look positively towards the future now as we come out from this very difficult time for so many people.
Yeah. Well, firstly, we were waiting for the date that we could reopen. As soon as we got that, it was all systems go to get it up and running, out to the retailers, working with them to make sure that they got all the information that they needed, and things like desanitizing the water, all this kind of stuff's had to be done to get ourselves open, so that's fantastic. Currently, something like 60% of our brands are open. We're waiting for the food and beverage to get a green light to go, and then the centre will be fully up and running. So everybody's really positive about it all.
David Madison from Trinity Leeds there. This is Larry Budd, and I'm still on Briggate with Martin Dixon from Leeds Bid. And Martin, so welcome back to Leeds. It's all about getting people back safely and they can feel reassured. And there's a ton of detail online all about that for people worried about where to park, where to go to the toilet,
yes,
which is
absolutely
a really important thing for many people.
Absolutely, so please have a look. It is an information portal, first and foremost, which will tell you what's open, when it's open, because some of the opening hours are a bit different. Indeed, what supporting facilities are available. You know, there are various public toilets in various shopping centres. Some are open, sadly some are not, because of social distancing. So you can find all of that from the information portal. But what you'll also find is information about travel, because people have asked about buses, trains, how's it actually working? All the car parks are back open, and indeed, there are car parks that have price offers. Some do, some don't. Some have just gone back to normal tariffs. It's all listed on the website. We will continue to update that website daily. So yeah, keep your eye on it, and it's almost like your one-stop shop of like the current information.
Yeah, and all of that is at welcometoleeds.co.uk. Thank you, Martin.
Pleasure, thank you.
Welcome Back to Leeds, a brief guide to help you safely visit Leeds City Centre. Welcometoleeds.co.uk.